Geeks of the Square Table is no longer champion.
There you go.
Awesome. Please
All
don't tell
right.
me. All
right, in a world surrounded where everyone's out to get your advertising dollars, a group of humble souls got together to tell you what they think. We are the Geeks of the Square Table. I am hosting today. My name is Larry, and with me today, Jesse.
Jesse.
Hey, Jules.
Crimson Chris.
Steve.
And all right.
Way to screw up my intro there.
Sorry.
Up my game
doubly intro,
we are
Jesse.
Not recording it because I caught Jules talking about jailbait. That is going in there.
This is
episode 18.
That's
by the
why
way.
It came into play. The legal age in the state of Tennessee is 18.
If you are a regular listener to the podcast, you'll know that we have misnumbered the last three podcasts.
But which is actually my fault as well, because I wasn't paying attention one week Larry wasn't here, and I decided to be an asshole and bash him.
Oh, wait, so
for 15
you,
minutes,
you
and I
called yourself asshole this time when you intro.
No,
you're back to Jules?
No, I'm Jules, but I am also still asshole because I misnumbered a couple
for,
podcasts.
For the record, he's into jailbait, and
I am not.
Girlfriend.
And his number is...
No, let's stop. Let's stop that right there. Let's stop that right
home.
There.
His
about...
home address is.
Easy. Let's not hurt me like
but
that.
Where are we?
We
are live at Comic City 2, Madison, Tennessee.
Son of Maddie!
I think we all just love doing that when Gomer's not around.
Right,
and
right.
We all
yeah.
get a big kick out of that.
When the Power Fro is not around, we all have to step up.
Power Fro. I think I'm going to start calling him that. I'm just calling him Power Man. Can he be Disco Power Man? He does have a Fro.
Yeah, no, that's the only
Disco Power Man?
Can we call him Disco Fro 3000?
Oh,
Disco Fro 3000. I like that.
Disco. Oh, no.
All right, there you go, Gamer. That's your new name.
Yeah.
That's Disco what happens when you're out here.
Yeah. All right, well, there's something that's pissing me off this morning.
Uh-oh.
The Arby's wasn't very good?
No, the Arby's was fine.
It smelled
and
delicious.
This is not a plug for Arby's, but they have started their 2-for-6 French dip, and that's what I had for breakfast.
Didn't
Arby's
you plug Crystals one time, too?
I think...
Well,
no,
they had the 25%
yeah.
25-cent coupon, and this used to be a coupon thing. In the local Arby's, they don't take my coupons. The one by my house does, so I don't go there anymore. But, yeah, Arby's is too expensive unless they have coupons. Then I tear them up.
Okay, so what is upsetting you?
What is upsetting me is Facebook is upsetting me.
Uh-oh.
Hey, everybody's an advertiser now, so...
Yep.
Your posts don't go out to everybody that you write. So that's an issue, especially if you have a page.
Right.
Yeah, if you have a page and you're posting stuff.
Which we obviously
slowly,
do, if anyone was aware.
Slowly cutting down on the amount of posts that are going out to all your followers.
Yep.
Like the Comic City 2 page has about 800 followers, but whenever I put a post out, it goes out to about 5% of them.
Yeah, unless you pay and boost the post.
Right. Now, every time somebody shares it or likes it, it ups it another percent or so.
Right.
But still, that's a big... But that's all a sub-rant. The main thing that's pissed me off is...
Oh, Larry rant.
Because of this, the lowest common denominator is the what's getting posted the most. The stupid love this, hate this, whatever, the stupid stuff that people create only to try and get you to share it.
Yep.
That's what's getting shared the most, not actual information that anybody gives a crap about.
What are you talking about? I want to know who the top 10 hot celebrity siblings are.
But no, I'm seeing a lot of stuff.
BuzzFeed,
that, like,
man.
If you
ridiculous.
Don't share this, your puppy will die in 3 days. Now that you've read this, you're cursed. And that kind of crap. And that shit just pisses me
How
off.
How long have chain letters been going?
Right.
Like,
there's a digital post of chain letter. And then I'm also seeing shit like, send me a smiley face if you like me. Or share this post if you think I'm a friend. Delete me if you hate me. Blah, blah, blah. Are we there? Nothing for just lowest common denominator self-validation BS? Do we have to guilt trip? Trip people into sharing little posts of freaking chain letters? Do we have to use the digital age to amplify modern-day annoyances?
That's why we use Tumblr now, Larry.
Oh, yeah.
Isn't Tumblr just, like, basically a porn site, though?
Not necessarily. It can be if you want it to be.
So we have Tumblr. We have Reddit. We have Google Plus. What's the next? You know, MySpace is still around. Well, hey, I'd like to say Comic City 2 has a Google Plus account.
Yeah, but nobody knows about it because no one has one, Larry.
And here's the thing. If you do YouTube, it automatically shares to your Google Plus account.
Oh, that's
if you have a YouTube account, guess what? You have a Google Plus account. Ha ha ha, you just don't know it.
Oh,
if you have any kind of Google account, whether it be Google, Google Drive, YouTube, Gmail, whatever, you have a free Google Plus account, bam.
Yeah, Everyone knows that, but that doesn't mean I use it.
Yeah, I actually did know.
I had no clue.
Yeah, my phone's like, you wanna upload this to Google Plus?
I'm like, no, I don't give a shit.
I did not know that.
So, your YouTubers like the Google Plus account, because if you can follow somebody on Google Plus or add them to your circles, and you'll see all their YouTube
Plus. See, I don't even know what a circle really is, because I don't use Google Plus.
It's like a square.
So it's like an oval?
It's like an oval,
kinda,
but more curvy.
It's like a squished in.
See,
like
I missed a lot of geometry. Wait.
Oh, yeah.
No, but we're geeks of the square table. So this is a square, right?
Oh, this is a square.
So the
it's a round square.
Okay, round square. Got it.
Yeah.
All right, anyway.
I mean, I just found out we had a Twitter account. I don't know if you guys knew that,
but
Outright Geekery has a Twitter account.
Someone here that is slacking on posts was supposed to send me a copy of the WR logo.
Because
I have this whole board that I was meaning to carve into a giant WR for prop set.
Well, here,
but he never sent me the logo.
Well, there's
now
here's
everything's
the thing.
In boxes, and I'm in the middle of packing and having to move to my freaking car or wherever the hell ever my home address will be.
Here's the thing, though. I'm actually a friend of mine made a new WR logo.
Oh, really?
Yeah, a friend of ours. His name's Warren.
Oh.
And he made a new one, and it's, like, miles better than mine.
How you doing,
where is it?
Warren?
Yeah.
Hey,
Warren.
Warren.
If you want a place on this panel, by all means.
You should put down the gun, Warren. Name's not Warren.
It's Steven.
His name's not Warren. I thought his name was Warren.
But he made a new logo, and he has a picture in the background, and it's actually a picture of himself, and he's, like, looking at the logo. It's really hilarious. I'll show it to you guys. But he's going to take himself out of it and just have it. And so when I get that, I'll send it, so we'll have it.
Wait,
it's awesome.
I'm surprised he's taking himself out of it.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I would leave it in there.
We should probably leave it in there. It'd be better. Like, they're going to be like, is he the geek of the square tip? Like, nah, man, is he Weekly Rex?
It'll be awesome.
But, I think we should all get pictures taken in Dragon Guard gear. You know?
Yeah.
Foam swords and knives.
Straight up. I'm down for that.
Yeah.
I mean, don't we do that?
We should just make a LARPing video about
like that right now.
A LARPing video?
Yeah. Look, who's down for that? I would totally make a LARPing video.
I know. Isn't there at least one of us that does that?
I used to do Dagger Who, which is not the full on LARPing,
but it's basically the combat only.
Yeah, the combat only, which is a bit more intriguing to me, and also you don't have to keep track of a million numbers in your head.
It's athletic, there's a bit of athletic.
And you get to beat up your friends a little bit, which I mean.
Always fun. Always fun. That's the best part about growing up, is beating the crap out of your friend and him not doing anything
back
about
in Texas,
And
he had this thing where he would curse people, and they had to go around screaming ice, bank, mice, elf.
Huh. I spanked myself?
I got it.
I just got that. That's brilliant.
That's good.
That is incredible. I can't help it.
That guy's name was Sebastian. We used to call him Savvy, if he's out there somewhere.
So,
how you doing? I haven't talked to him in ages.
So we just hit 300 likes. Apparently,
on Outright Geekery.
That's a milestone for us, having only been up for like 3 months, four months.
So has Facebook hit its peak, of users, y'all think?
No, because I realize this thing is happening now. There's a bunch of, I don't want to offend anybody, but there are a bunch of older people now that get phones, like, you know, smartphones, and they're getting Facebook accounts. And I've been seeing that. That's happening a lot. And they only share the stuff that Larry hates.
The only bad thing about that is when the old people do it, people are going to go away.
Oh, yep, that's true.
Oh, dude, if your mom's on Facebook and she's telling you to go to bed and all your friends see it and like it, you're done with Facebook.
Exactly.
Yeah, the two things that creep me out about Facebook is my grandmother and my 10-year-old niece.
Well, here's the thing, though. Yeah. The only reason I got a Facebook is because my mother told me to. I'm not even joking. My mother had a Facebook and a MySpace before me. And was like, Jules, you should do this. It's a great social network. It's a way to up your game.
I have a MySpace page.
Wasn't I friends with your mom?
Yeah, or whatever, from when I was in college, because Facebook wasn't around.
Right.
Yeah, you know, but now, and then it became the music page, and now it's Facebook 2.0.
Yeah.
So,
well, as long as it doesn't change every 10 days like MySpace did it then, that's when you know it's the end.
Oh, man.
My only problem with MySpace was the fact that it gave people too much control. You couldn't visit anybody's page without seeing, like, glittering, fluttering butterflies, flashing text, scrolling this or that, and it'd take 20, 30 minutes because it put design power in people that had no concept of graphic design. And then it would just
flash, now, look at my little cursor, listen to the song that I like a lot.
Right now.
But I mean, that's kind of what, like, I will say, it's like, Tumblr's built that, like, you can do whatever you want to your Tumblr. You can, like, you know, go crazy and do all that shit, or you can have, like, a normal, Facebook. Like, Tumblr just like that, and then you can have your Facebook, you know. Yeah. Which is a bit more
of a cleaner. LinkedIn.
Or do people use that?
I use it. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, it's good for business.
I'm a graphic designer. I gotta use it.
Yeah, I just.
LinkedIn's like care. A very, very adult Facebook.
Yeah, I don't use anything other than Facebook. I really use that. Other than to put songs.
I gotta admit, I don't use any of them.
All right, so.
let's get
once again. Jules points out that he's more mature than everybody.
I'm probably
senior citizen.
I'm just saying, I am probably the most childish one of us. I just happen to be terrible at technology.
You just happen to witness Hitler take Poland.
Oh, why always Hitler takes Poland? Why? Why? Why can't we say Churchill stands strong? It refuses to let England fall.
History is written, and we can't change the past.
Oh, yeah. Okay, fair all enough. Right. Hitler will always take Poland, I guess. I don't know why that's still a thing.
You tell us there, Mr. Talkies.
I love talkies. Brand new thing going on. The way of the future. Talking pictures.
Oh,
Soon to be in color.
I do have a JFK Assassination Day Dallas Morning Times paper.
That's awesome.
Oh, wow.
It's a reprint.
Of course.
But
yeah. But that's a cool thing.
I should bring it up here to let you check it out.
We were just talking about Facebook. So, speaking of Facebook, I just found out from Gomer, actually.
Gomer's chiming in via Facebook,
and he wants us to talk about Nightwing and some other DC books getting canned posts for everyone.
Well, for Gomer...
Should I just call Gomer up at this point?
This is specifically for Gomer. I would like to say, I don't really care about Nightwing or Dick or Tommy or whoever Batman's most recent victim is.
Dude, I'm telling you, it's Alfred. It's Alfred.
Is it Alfred? Like,
Bruce got too old, and Alfred sent him out to get more children.
Right. So apparently, Robin ages, Bruce doesn't.
Yeah.
Alfred, bring me another boy. No, this one's too old. He's not ripe.
I'm telling you,
I need another young boy in tights.
I'm telling you, it's Alfred because Bruce is the one that finds these children, not Alfred. And they all talk about Alfred's pancakes. I don't know why they're always talking about Alfred's pancakes. They're talking about it an awful lot.
Alfred's pancakes.
So
apparently,
Gomer told me this via Facebook because he knew I would hate this news because I actually like Nightwing a lot, and he was like. Apparently, the rumor is Nightwing doesn't survive Forever Evil. And he was like, Robin's get no love, smiley face. So thanks, Gomer, for breaking my soul on the podcast.
He'll be the third Robin to die.
And to come back.
Oh, yeah. And to come back. Probably. Maybe not.
He would be the only Robin back. I agree with coming back.
Oh,
The only what is one. That supposed to mean? Is that some Jason Todd hate?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know.
It's Jason Todd hate and it's Damien hate. Because
I don't
Tim
care
never
about
died.
Damien, but come on, you can't talk.
Tim
Jason
never
Todd, man.
It would have been awesome if Jason Todd would have stayed dead.
It would have been awesome.
Period.
It would. But that's what made Red Hood is the Under the Red Hood was a really good story.
I'm not saying that
but
they didn't.
It could have just been an Elseworld. There was
exactly.
no reason for them to make
exactly.
it a canon story.
It was so good when he died and everything, and if he would have stayed dead, it would have been better.
Right. And
not
I
Red Hood isn't good.
Right.
Just except better.
What's going on with that I haven't caught up with it.
They've wiped his memory. Mm-hmm. They're going through all this where he can't cope with who he was anymore, so he gets all his memories purged.
Oh, so he's becoming boring then.
Yes. No, he's actually really interesting because he can do all these things he doesn't understand.
Now, here's what I want to know. All right, boring. So Batman has had 3 Robins killed now, something yep. like that.
We're about to have
about
two
to have
who
three.
Applies yeah. for that job? Oh, well, jobs. You know, this one trapped him in a dungeon, made him dress up like a decoy, and then he had his face ripped off by Joker. Now, taking this job will make you an instant enemy of all the most psychotic villains in the world.
Well,
it's kind of like
and
being a cop.
The health benefits suck. Yeah.
It's like if you're yeah. a cop, every black person by default will hate you. So, I mean, you got the choice.
Just for the record, Geeks of the Square Table does not support that racist comment.
Yes, they do. Especially Larry.
okay, on other...
That comment belongs to...
Larry.
Crimson Chris.
The
Crimson Chris Foundation.
Here, Crimson
I am
Chris,
the whitest person here. I can't lie to that.
Whitest kid I know.
And he ironically has the least rhythm.
Oh, dang.
He said he was the whitest.
Yeah, but, so
actually, he can't jump.
This just came to my.
No, he can't jump either. It's pretty terrible.
This just came to mind. I just realized that Robin really is just a red shirt.
Yeah, they wear red shirts. Go figure.
Yeah.
A
red shirt.
Yeah. Oh,
Nightwing is now a red shirt, isn't he?
Yeah, he is. He's got red. So
he's
a red
shirt.
He's screwed.
That's how you
he's
knew
dead.
He was gonna
he's
die
out.
When the new 52
Done.
Started. They took the blue off and put the red shirt on.
He
ain't gonna make it.
DC got me.
Yep.
So I've been seeing a lot. Of advertising for the new RoboCop movie.
Yeah.
A lot.
Yeah,
especially
on Facebook.
Like at work I've been seeing it the most at work. And like I always thought it was gonna be interesting and I did want to see it, but the changes make me like really iffy. What do you guys think about it? Like I know we talked about it before, but now with it's coming up in like 2 weeks now.
Yeah.
Does anyone know Gary Oldman is in that movie?
Yeah, man.
I don't even know who he is in the trailer.
He's the scientist that makes RoboCop.
I'll be honest with you, I actually think the black makes more sense because he's a SWAT.
Right. Yeah, I get that.
He is in this movie.
Are we
going to
really worry
movie?
About tactics in a movie about futuristic cyborgs?
Maybe not. Valid. But I am worried. I am
good
interested.
Point.
I don't know if anyone gives him enough credit, but Gary Oldman
is a great actor.
He's a great actor. He never looks the same in any freaking movie.
Chameleon, man.
He's
was
almost
kid.
As good as Johnny Depp when it comes to like kind of changing it up.
Yeah.
Character.
All right. Can I say that while I... like a lot of the movies Johnny Depp in, I've never seen him play more than one character. He only plays himself.
Well,
he
before 2001,
no.
He was really good at being different people. Post 2001, he has not done anything different.
I haven't. Every role he's played seems like the same role from Benny and June. I haven't seen him play.
What's eating Gilbert Grape?
Yeah, what's eating Gilbert Grape? Dead Man.
Nightmare
yeah,
which
Dead
is
Man.
Still virtually the same role. It's like Nicolas Cage. He always plays the same guy.
Not
Johnny
the bees.
Johnny Depp plays the same guy.
Not the bees.
You know,
it's not
these
at the
people
job.
Just because they can show emotion doesn't mean they're good character actors. That's all. They can just show a range
well, who,
of valid emotion
who in your
and
opinion?
Have better choices in films. Film choices can make an actor's career
true.
Or break it.
True.
Like
and they get to
like Johnny Depp now.
Know?
Like Johnny Depp now.
Jake
he's
Gyllenhaal,
his career, but...
who starred in Donnie Darko, and that helped make his career. Hey, Marky Mark turned down the role.
Yep.
Right.
Hey, man, I love
yeah.
Marky Mark.
Yeah.
Marky
Mark.
No, I mean, I'm trying to imagine
so
him and Donnie Darko now.
I'm really angry and confused, Donnie Darko.
I'm really angry.
Okay.
About this
you know who else turned down the role? Vince Vaughn.
Really? Oh, no, we can all be very thankful for Vince
yes.
Vaughn turning
yeah.
No offense to
yes.
Vince Vaughn. He's just too much at once. He's just too much at once.
Clay Pigeons. You should check that out.
Yeah.
Vince Vaughn being good.
Psycho. Has anyone seen the remake of Psycho?
I did.
With Vince Vaughn?
It's actually good.
It's pretty good. It's scene for scene the same movie.
It's the exact same thing.
It's worthless remake.
But it's good, though. It really was.
But it's legitimately the same film.
It's just the same film in color.
Yeah. With Vince Vaughn playing Norman Bates. That's legitimately.
But he looked so crazy the whole movie. It was awesome.
I just don't think there's enough credit given to writers.
I totally agree.
Because here's the thing, you know, I can forgive bad acting. I can forgive everything but a bad story.
I agree because I just watched The Cage, which is the original pilot for Star Trek, the original series. Mm-hmm. Just terrible acting. Great writing, though. Totally gets me through the end of it. The whole time, it's rough to watch because it's terrible acting.
The acting is not great.
But the writing completely kept me in it the entire time. Yeah. And that's a legitimately, no offense to Shatner, what saves that entire series is great writing.
Yeah.
Because
he's
good when he's not upset. That's why I'm rewatching the series. I'm like, every time he's upset.
According to B-Man, Damien has a movie coming out.
Yeah, let's talk about it.
That's some bullshit. Yeah.
But there's an animated movie that they're making.
Yeah, okay. Right. Animated makes sense.
And killed the original series from a theatrical standpoint.
Because, well, you gotta think about this, and I was talking about it with my girlfriend. He just speaks in iambic pentameter. Because he was a Shakespearean actor. He does everything in iambic pentameter. And from a traditional standpoint, iambic pentameter.
No, that is not why he did that.
No, I'm saying he was used to.
He says, well, I was so worried. I tried to put everything in it. That's why I overacted every scene. That is a William Shatner quote.
No, and he totally does. But I'm saying, if you're a theatrical actor... of the theater variety.
You still don't everything like
when,
this.
When did you see Picard do that shit?
Ooh,
because Picard was in the Queen's Theater. He was a top rated.
But here's the thing. Picard didn't even want to be on the show.
He was. You never heard of Riker in game. You know, you didn't see any of that.
That's also the difference between the 60s and the 80s.
Actually, every once in a while, he would take a pause before he'd say engage.
He would just be like,
He did often sit down.
You'd be in a rush kind of when you're
engaged
or something.
It wasn't like,
already.
It was like, it was a timing calculated, like, all right, we're ready.
Set in course.
Ready, aim. Fire!
Yeah.
Type engage, not a.
He didn't stop mid-engage, is what you're saying.
Right, he didn't stop.
Shatner also never says engage. He always says something really random.
Yeah. Make it so.
I was still Picard. No, he would just be like, let's go.
Yeah.
Go ahead, set course, move out.
Yeah.
He says, but punch it.
Team.
It's like, dude, just say engage.
Punch it was
shut up,
the first Star Trek reboot movie.
Yep, it was.
And that was. Captain April.
Yeah.
I said that.
But watching it again, the writing does save it. Even Shatner's bad acting is saved by the good writing.
Yeah, bad writing is...
Bad writing is just
terrible.
Awful.
Like, there's a movie...
There's nothing you can do to make up for bad writing.
There's a movie called Maniac, I believe. It has
Elijah Wood,
Frodo in there. Yeah. And the writing for that movie is god-awful. And, like, the acting isn't, like, super good either, but the writing is so bad that even them acting at their best is still terrible.
Oh, yeah, totally. You can see that in a lot of movies. Yeah. Like, I've seen Brad Pitt in movies where it's like, man, if this was just good stories, he'd be doing all right.
Have you watched Interview with the Vampire recently?
Yeah.
Brad Pitt's actually pretty damn bad in that movie.
Really? Yeah. It's been a minute since
I've watched back and watch it, like, a lot of his scenes are just like, what movie. The hell is happening right
now? Yeah, he did.
Oh, Tom Cruise is a beast in that.
But wait, you ever seen the movie The Raven? Came out not too long ago.
John Cusack. Yeah.
Not too long ago. It's been over 10 years since The Raven came out, I thought.
The newer Raven. It's John Cusack.
Okay.
Came out like 2-3 years ago. John Cusack, pretty good actor. Terrible film. The writing is awful. Yeah. To not save that movie. It's bland. It's obvious. You can literally see the whole movie as it's happening.
Well, you
gotta know the end.
A lot of the movies with bad writing.
Oblivion.
Are for somebody.
I sat down, 10 minutes into the movie, I look to my buddy, and I go, he's a clone. Sorry.
Oh, no.
I still haven't seen it, Larry.
Alert.
Damn it.
I saved you. I did you a favor.
You can't say spoiler alert afterwards.
Wait.
Well, if
wait.
I just spoiled that movie for you, you're welcome.
Yeah. I can almost see that.
I mean, I don't,
wait, hold on.
I don't really care.
Hold on.
I've never
I have
it.
News.
I've never
I have
seen.
News.
Okay.
Okay. For everybody who didn't know, Attack on Titan is on Netflix.
I knew that was good.
I mean, come on. It's Attack on Titan. It's on Netflix. It's like one of the best animes I've ever seen. One of the greatest animes of the new age, for sure. Like,
he has not shut up about this anime for a year. Because
you don't understand. Like, animes,
for a year,
animes
I've had to deal with him talking about it.
Animes are
very
hit. It's
on
Netflix.
I haven't either.
It's worth a watch.
And the fact that he talks about it so much, it makes me want to not watch it.
Legitimately,
you want to like rip up a copy somehow?
Yeah. Hey, I bought this new DVD. Look, sandpaper.
That's the
why. You put it in the microwave. You ever put a CD in the microwave?
It's pretty nuts.
No.
It's pretty intriguing.
Yeah. But yeah, all I know about Attack on Titan is it's giants who are naked eating people, stepping on things, and people retaliate.
Titan AE.
Huh.
That was a good anime.
That was a good anime. Has nothing to do with Titan. I totally went into that thing and I was going to see a bunch of giant people doing something about a big ship.
Which
a
one?
Big circular ship.
Titan.
Yeah, I did not like that one at all.
See, yeah. I loved it.
I don't know.
It didn't trip the trigger.
Yeah.
You know what I wish would happen? Like, I know this is super, super, super off-kilter. But do you remember the show Gargoyles? Do you remember
yes,
that?
Yes,
very
okay. much so.
That
Star
was
Trek
entirely top. Voiced by
Star Trek the
Next
Generation.
Exactly,
yeah.
Exactly. So, nerds, I love it. I love it.
Yep.
But check this out. How cool would it be? Do you remember the first two episodes of that show?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The first two episodes of that show would be like the coolest movie I've ever seen. If they did it. If they could literally just do the first two episodes, it'd be awesome. Because
yeah.
it's their origin.
Yeah.
And their origin was badass.
Yeah.
And
only two of them had names.
Only two of them.
Yeah.
No, one
yeah.
of them had names, right?
No, Goliath and what's her name? His wife.
Demora.
Demora. Oh, yeah, she did have a name.
Yeah.
Man, she's such a bitch.
Yeah, she
yeah.
is. She was of all of them.
She was great at it.
Yeah,
great
at it.
The king had a name, too.
What?
Didn't the old king have a name?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
no, he didn't.
No,
he didn't.
Here comes the Hudson.
Yeah,
the river.
Yeah, he took a name after they came to the future.
They all took names from New York.
Yeah. But yeah, no, half of the Next Generation cast voiced
yeah.
that show. I don't know if you knew that.
I didn't.
Xanatos is Riker.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
The cop was Deanna Troi.
What is Xanatos' name? That's something backwards.
Oh, yeah.
It's Steve Picard was in it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He
yeah.
played Othello.
Data,
yep.
Geordi,
yep.
they were
yeah.
all in it.
So was, what's his name? Paul Meade.
O'Brien.
O'Brien
yeah.
and Barkley. They're all in it.
Yeah.
O'Brien was
I didn't know
Macbeth.
Original Barkley wasn't in there.
Yeah. Original Barkley is in there too.
They
played one of the wolf packs.
Well, there you go, Disney. I pitched it. What you think? Go ahead and do
it. They've done
do
nothing
well
with that title.
I don't think to bring out a movie. I don't think it did.
But I'm saying, freaking
well,
it would be a good
here's
idea.
Here's the thing. You
I
know,
agree.
It'd be a
great idea.
Great idea. It was really adult.
It was a cartoon.
I would hate to see them like redo the cartoon and make it like terrible CGI
please,
like they've done with like Ninja Turtles.
Yeah,
they killed Ninja Turtles for me.
Yeah, killed it.
I know the TMNT movie I kind of liked.
Yeah.
No, after that they did that.
It
was awful.
Like they all have gap teeth and they got like raps for no reason and Donatello's in love with April. I don't know, dude. They got gap teeth.
Michelangelo does.
There's no dentist in the sewer.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And that's what they had Splinter for. He always takes care of that. He didn't do
no,
that.
In all fairness, every other version of the Turtles didn't have teeth. Like,
no,
let's think about that. The original series and the reboot in
the
early 2000s,
they
didn't have teeth. No. They've never had teeth.
They had teeth in the old one.
Oh, yeah, the old,
the original.
Like,
that's
yeah.
how you drew all of them. With
They just looked like they're going.
Yeah, they had teeth.
But you only saw it when they growled.
Yeah.
Like he was
yeah.
saying, yeah. They still
yeah,
did that.
Mostly.
Yeah, because they had to have a moment of someone gritting their teeth. And,
yeah.
I mean,
I know all the figures had teeth.
Yep.
Because they all made that nasty, squinty face.
Like half.
Well, they
like,
had the,
yeah.
The
snarl
smile
kinda.
Where the top lip hung down over.
Yeah.
Okay, so I posted to Gomer that
God,
Attack on Titan is on Netflix. I can't, man. Larry was talking about it.
Junkie.
But now Gomer's
turn
like
the
slightly
off.
Pissed because now he can't sit down and read comics all day with his kids because now he has to watch Attack on Titan.
No.
Fair
and comic books. There's a lot of awesome comic books out
there. There are a lot of awesome comic books.
All new X Factor number 2.
You mean y'all people read comics? What kind of dorks are y'all?
Easy. Easy, my child. Easy.
All right there, nerd.
We're in a comic book shop. We got to read them.
Yeah, he works at one and he doesn't read them. Yeah. He brings us up every time.
I do actually do read subcultures.
I do want to clarify we're geeks, not nerds. That's a whole other brand of subculture.
Yeah.
They're very light on their feet.
And what is the difference?
I like to think nerds skim kind of what they're going through. They're the hipsters of geeks. They're just there for the ride for a moment, and they're only into one thing, and they're not even in-depth into it. Like, Star Trek fans who have only seen the 2 J.J. Abrams films are nerds, not geeks. Geeks are embedded into their subculture, usually into a couple things, not just the one thing. For instance, I'm into Star Trek and comic books and games and junk and stuff.
Junk and stuff.
Geeks are usually in-depthly into it.
Yeah,
but we're not the brightest. That's where you get dweebs. Dweebs are usually like... people are super into the science of Star Trek and understand star dates and know how to are super into like warp theory and stuff like that.
I think that's the exact opposite of a dweeb.
What would you call that?
A geek is passionate about what they're passionate about, and they could give a shit less what everybody else thinks.
This is true.
Alright. The hipster is on for the popularity of it or whatever. Yeah, the dweebs would they're really passionate about it, but have no idea what they're talking about.
Yeah. Okay, I can agree with that.
I'd say nerds. They would be what I'd call would be into the high science of it.
Yeah.
You know, I mean.
Yeah, like they somehow actually could, in real life, describe what makes
it
about warp drive.
I think we may have mentioned this. The perfect example is. A geek will know why they created the transporter.
Yeah.
A nerd
will know how it works.
Right.
Yeah. Okay, I can agree with that.
Most of us border somewhere between and nerd then, because I'm kind of in the middle there.
Yeah, the nerd knows about the Heisenberg compensator CPU chip.
I agree. I think nerds are like, and when you call somebody a nerd, I think that's more like a person who has stopped reading
or stopped watching certain things because a writer didn't take this into account, and this wouldn't even make sense if you did this.
So you're a nerd when DC did New 52.
No, I'm a geek because I'm passionate about it, and I understand why they did it.
Nerds are passionate too. I think nerds are just more like they're into a bunch of different things, but they're not like. They're passionate about some really like geeky stuff, but that's not their basis. You know, they can't suspend their disbelief
the way we
do. Exactly. You know what I'm saying?
I think
nerds will read a little bit and they'll go see all the movies. Nerds are more like the people, like you were saying, the hipsters, who will go see all the movies like, oh man, I love The Dark Knight. But you know, they're like, oh, did you read that issue of Batman? Did you read Nightfall? Nah, man. But a geek's like, yeah, I read that shit and I cried. That's a geek. You know what I mean?
Nerds are the more, I'll say they're the colder versions of us. Yeah. They're into whatever they're into, which is usually not within our subculture, but they understand our subculture and they like what it has, but they like it for the basics.
They want it in reality.
They like the transporter, but they don't like Star Trek. For instance, they probably like all the technology they have in Star Trek. They don't like the characters.
I feel like if you go to a straight up nerd's house, they'll have like, you know, an area of their house is dedicated to like one thing that's really nerdy, like let's say Batman, let's say Star Trek. But if you go to a geek's house, their house has a bunch of that.
It's like going to a hoarder's house. Just saying from my experience, in my house.
You know you're a geek if your
closet is full of comics instead of clothes.
My thing was I moved in there and I'm like, oh, this is a pantry? I don't need food. I can fill this up with magic cards.
Yeah.
There you go.
That's the thing. We see everything as a functional thing for our habit.
Yep.
Every bookshelf is, this is where I can keep all my things.
Yeah.
Every
if it's not books, it's comic books. Exactly. And if it's not comic books, it's
it's figures.
Yeah, it's figures, yeah. Because your clothes and everything else like
you
that.
Think secondary. Secondary.
I have my clothes in my
garage. Stash of something nerdy in the house. Like,
yeah.
I think every geek, like nerds have it too, but I think a geek will have like nerdy shit everywhere and then a hidden stash of something really nerdy that you only show your geek friends. You know what I mean? Like you can go to a nerdy dude's house, like, oh man, I got issue 1 of Walking Dead right here. That's cool. But if you go to a geek's house, they got all their Walking Dead, but the issue 1 is hidden up under like the wall behind the knife, behind like a freaking bomb in a safe.
You know? Like a pendulum,
mean?
Like
yeah,
with
the exactly.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Like, yeah, you can read it. You have
shine
to put
the
your neck
symbol
on
it three times in a row before the light hits it just right, like fucking The Hobbit. You know,
you
the last light
like...
of Durin's Day opens
well,
the safe.
Well, in my defense, when I got broken into, that's why the comic boxes they took had none of my good stuff in it.
Yeah.
There it is.
All your good stuff is somewhere.
It was all on the bottom in the back. You know, covered.
Got it. Good stuff. If you want to get Larry, you got to be there with the last light of Durin's Day. And it has to shine a light on the key to open up the shit. It's awesome.
Yeah, it's like you have
to
answer. You gotta answer a riddle from that the Riddler used in issue number this.
Yeah. You gotta know how to do it. Yeah. Gotta answer the Minotaur, all the right answers. Yeah. You gotta really work to get my good stuff. That's you good. Can take all the basics.
Man, I took that the wrong way so hard.
Did you take it real hard?
You gotta work real hard to get my good stuff.
And then you shout out, you took it hard?
No, I took it. Oh, God.
Are you sitting funny now?
Are you okay? You're hurting?
I'd be able to step and poop.
Joel's looking
and realize...
a little relaxed over there. You need to sit.
Yeah, he does look relaxed. Yeah.
Ooh, I got a baby. Let me see.
Oh my goodness! You know when you step in poop and you know you stepped in it, you don't even try to just like get out and just keep going.
We already have words about it on the carpet.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, you may be in the Batman hoodie, but really, out of the two of you, you are the boy wonder. You are the boy.
You're my boy wonder. That's awful.
My boy wonder. So where does?
Okay,
well,
that would...
no, I don't know that that works because Jules is the bunny man.
No,
he's
but that doesn't
the Bruce
matter.
Wayne.
That makes you like Azrael or something.
All right, I'm fine with
that. Yeah, you can be
Azrael.
Yeah, he's pretty cool. Goes a little crazy. He gets to be Batman for a while.
So,
and Batman, bitch,
how are Albert's pancakes?
Let me tell you.
Who's Alfred then? Is that you?
No. Larry would be like.
Gordon, maybe?
Speaking of Godzilla.
we can break this down. No, Commissioner
Fox?
Gordon would be Mark. I think we could all establish Mark would be Commissioner Gordon.
Yeah, okay.
He could be Lucius Fox.
Yeah. Larry could be Lucius Fox. Provides us with all the technology we use. Yeah. It's a pivotal character to the Batman.
Switch over to
and
Marvel
then he gets to be
quick.
Black.
If we were Marvel characters, who do you think everybody at the table would be?
Oh, God.
I know, right?
Don't even look at me.
Okay. Well, the only we have to choose Avengers or X-Men. This is the only two with a wide variety of characters to choose.
Let's go X-Men.
Go X-Men? You had to go X-Men.
Yeah. Jules would be Beast.
Why can't Larry be Beast?
Nah.
He's fuzzier than I am.
Nah.
And you're smarter than me, probably.
You hear that? He threw that in there so quick. You're smarter than me, probably.
Oh, shit. No, I'm just saying. Yeah. I'm saying. Larry knows a lot more about technology than I do.
Show now.
I know a lot more about almost everything.
See, he's Beast. I'd probably take Iceman because I'm the asshole.
I mean, really, I'm probably a little conceited to be Beast.
Beast is very conceited. No, he's
well,
really
okay.
conceited.
Yes and no.
As long as he gets his coffee. And literally, that's what's going on in Amazing X-Men right now. Is they're literally in purgatory looking for Nightcrawler. The only reason Beast is there is because he hasn't had coffee in 3 days. Because all the little bamps keep stealing and breaking his coffee makers, and he's really pissed off about it. He's that kind of guy. And everyone forgets that, especially early, like, Stan Lee days, Beast was super conceited. Didn't think he needed the other five.
Yeah, but he knocks it back. I mean, like...
Well, he dials it back as he gets
as
older
he gets
and becomes nicer, but he still thinks he's the smartest person in that entire school.
Okay, so maybe I have Beast.
Yeah. No, Larry's totally Beast. All
right.
I'll tell you what. Larry can be Beast, but you're Blue Beast.
What? What? That's bull!
Just because of, in the movie,
X-Men First Class. As soon as we're watching it, it was me, Christian, and Jules, and we're watching it, you know, it's good. And then he turns into Blue Beast, and all of a sudden, I kind of go over to, like, I look over at Christian, and I'm like, doesn't that kind of look like Jules? And then he just cracks up, and, like, Jules didn't even know what was going on until, like, we're just like, so Jules, you're Blue Beast now.
The worst part about it is my girlfriend recently was watching.
Oh, good night, Elaine.
Oh, yeah, good night, Elaine. And I was about to tell her the funny story about what happens about them thinking me Blue Beast. She immediately starts laughing, knowing exactly what I'm about to say. It's like, they thought you were Blue Beast, didn't they? It's like, God, I hate that.
Oh, it's so good. It's so good.
It's not. It's not that funny.
So
but no.
Anyway, so who else we got here then? Well, as long as who do you want to be, Christian?
I don't even. No, man.
Cause,
but we're not making the bishop joke.
Yeah, because we can't make the bishop joke.
No.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Oh, maybe if I just draw an M on your thing.
That'd be pretty spot on, actually. You make a great bishop.
You should probably be bishop instead of the guy who's going to be bishop in Days of Future Past.
True.
But
I guess if we started to break down people here. Jesse
maybe
here.
A pity pride.
Yeah. I can see
him. Christian's Kitty Pryde.
And Jesse's Colossus.
Okay. Sweet, I get to be...
You get to be doing him.
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
I'm just saying, God. Kitty Pryde, Colossus. Yeah. I mean, hey, Ultimate X-Men Colossus was gay.
Yeah, she was.
Yep. Only throwing that out there.
And also, he's a badass communist.
Yeah.
Yep.
Loves Mother Russia.
Loves Mother Russia. And his sister.
Oh, yeah, very
sister,
much so.
Who is also crazy.
And very I get to be so. The proletariat for
yeah.
a minute.
Oh, yeah, he does get to be. But, you know, yep. Jesse, I could see that. Paved, you know, everything's paved in good intentions and comes off as kind of a schmuck sometimes.
Oh, what was that?
I love you, though. I love you, though. And Colossus is still the most likable character.
Showdown.
All right, so
I
actually, Jules.
Who do I get to be?
You know what? We're just moving to DC. You're Vibe now.
Oh, come on! I have nothing. Me and Vibe have nothing in common. Nothing in common. That right, child sure. is
except,
an idiot.
Except that I we're have both seen you dance a whole bunch.
Yes, I do like dancing. But
if you'd like to see Jules dance, go to youtube.com/waveattheblind.
This is the advertising storm. Episode.
That's your Christian gets to be. That's storm. Nothing. Yeah.
Why?
Because.
At least you get a cool mohawk.
Yeah, you get a cool mohawk
sometimes.
No, you like to take charge every now and then. You like to overexert yourself. You do. You like to overexert yourself, and when you're trying to make your point, you're very stubborn about it.
How come everybody at the table has been a dude except for me?
Yeah, you're going to be Storm and Kitty Pryde?
Because there's a lot of female X-Men characters.
Jeez. But there's a lot of dudes.
Okay, you know
all right, then Jules gets to be Dazzler because he loves Dazzler.
Love
he's
Dazzler.
A shitty character.
I'm totally down for that, and she's not a
shitty character.
You know, and he does make a living with light-based weapons. So,
yeah.
You know, true. I could totally be Dazzler. Dazzler's got an awesome power.
To dazzle people. She was. You made
but
fun
really,
of Disco Power Man, and you love Dazzler. Come on.
Do you look more like Jubilee?
You know, I could also be down for Jubilee because Jubilee has a super awesome power. She doesn't use it that often.
She did.
She did for a while.
I don't like her as a vampire.
Yeah, what was
no, I don't
about,
like her as a vampire.
90s was all about them trench coats.
Yeah.
What's up?
Yeah. Yeah.
No, Jesse, I can see you being Gambit more than anything, too, actually. Not that you wear a trench coat. But you,
not very religious.
I got it,
Gambit,
Jules.
Oh, yeah, I forgot Gambit's like
Jules
Catholic.
is either Dazzler.
Yeah,
he's
yeah.
either Dazzler.
I mean,
but if you eliminate the religion, you know, the
yeah,
rogue
yeah.
card play, I
yeah,
can
yeah,
see
yeah, yeah. I can totally, yeah, I, we're going to switch Jesse back to Gambit. Jesse can be more Gambit.
Let's switch Jules up. Let's switch Jules.
Yeah,
he
I like
toad.
Dazzler. he's not even an X-Man.
I think that works.
Yeah,
and then you're Bishop. Really,
you're in the Brotherhood. I'm fine with Jules being Bishop in the or Christian being Bishop in the long run, because that's not the worst thing.
Yeah, you turn a villain, and Toad gets to be. I get to be the janitor of this fucking school. That's bullshit. You got Gambit, and you get Bishop. No, and you're back to Storm.
All right. Then,
Is it fair to make the Hispanic guy the janitor?
Yeah. Why can't I be Sunspot?
Yeah. Yeah.
At least he's a cool character and is also Hispanic. And yeah. Why can't I be Sunspot?
All right, fine. You get to be Who died first in Avengers Arena? Was it Metal?
Yeah, Metal died first. Yeah.
So yeah.
Red Raven dies first. He kills her in the opening. Metal's the first person to officially die. But Red Raven actually dies in the opening scene.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, she's not even a mutant, though. Neither of them are.
Okay.
How do you know? They got killed too fast.
No, because I read Avengers Academy. Avengers Academy characters.
Yeah,
yeah,
none of them, except for X-23, were X-Men characters.
Yeah.
But no.
But
we're picking out of X-Men. You don't get to pick Metal or Red Raven. That we chose X-Men characters. I'm putting my foot down. Shut up.
Let's see. Who else could Jules be?
Why is it about me right now? Because I haven't really picked a character,
well,
Christian.
He could pass for a Harry Allen Page, so.
Hey, man.
We could give him Shadow Cat.
All right, well.
Shadow Cat. That's a sweet power, too.
Let's just move on to other people here, because instead of just, like, everyone making jokes about Jules, and then Jules trying unsuccessfully to make jokes about Christian.
How do you think that feels to your ward when you make jokes about
Jules? He's going to have to eat a whole lot of Alfred's pancakes tonight, that's for sure.
Right.
Alright, so let's see. Well, for the people who aren't here, Gomer. Who is Gomer?
Oh, man. He's Professor X.
Gomer?
I'm just kidding.
I was going to say, Gomer's Iceman.
Why would he be Iceman?
Because he's super goofy. He makes fine points when he needs to. Gomer is one of those people, like Iceman, who's intelligent when he wants to be, and is just flat out hilarious when he needs to be.
Oh, wait, you're Deadpool.
Why am I Deadpool?
Agreed!
I don't hear voices in my head.
Yeah.
I think I would know. I think I would know.
Really?
I don't know. You're that delusional.
Sure.
Are you sure? Are we even here? Voices in your head?
Are you at the podcast? Are you with us?
Is this really a podcast?
Why am I Deadpool?
I don't even know how that makes sense.
Because you're funny, usually not intentionally.
They're about to marry Deadpool, though.
Yeah.
Who's he getting married to?
Hey, guess what? I'm going to change the subject completely.
That's fine.
So what comic are you looking forward to this week?
Oh, yeah. I'd say Deadly Class. It just started up.
All right.
I said Mighty Avengers 5 on the pod, on the blog, but I am still looking forward to it.
I'm actually looking forward to the Justice League. I'm too far behind to even look forward at all of them.
Right, well,
you're going to say Walking Dead, right?
Well, actually, yes, Walking Dead 120 came out this week. And, of course, they go into this detail more on the Outright Geekery.
Yep.
Is there anything out there that anybody out there wants us to discuss on Outright Geekery or the podcast or anything like that? Be sure to hit us up.
Yes.
And also, quick question. Least favorite comic out this week?
The thing I'm looking forward to the least would probably be the FF finale.
Yeah.
How bad the Fantastic Four finale.
That's pretty up there.
And
I'm definitely not looking forward to reading Harley Quinn number 2.
No. Yeah, that was that bad.
Come on, it's guest starring Poison Ivy.
I mean, it is, but damn.
Come on,
the first issue.
Hey, the first issue had her talking to a beaver.
Yep, and a
wiener dog.
Yep.
Like,
Dotson
was riding the
beaver on the other motorcycle driving down the road.
Say that again and really think about it. She was talking to a beaver.
Her beaver was stuffed and talking to her, too.
Yes. And the Dotson was riding on the beaver talking to her. Yeah, that's where they took that title.
The art does look amazing still, though. I do really like the art.
So, any teasers about Weekly Rex, which we'll be filming later tonight, be posted sometime this weekend.
Yeah, one year.
50th episode.
Year. Wait, is it really?
No.
That's coming up. 50th
is
coming up.
Is it next week?
41. Year of Weekly Rex. We'll be recording episode 41 tonight.
Yep.
Yeah, okay.
Episode 40 is up now.
Yep, please check it out.
And maybe at some point we'll have that WR logo behind
who,
us.
Who knows?
I mean,
it's a slippery bastard.
You might want to work on your wording.
You
you're
hear
almost
yourself.
You're
nah,
almost,
just go.
My
boy. You know what? I know.
We will go to the library.
He is Cuthor Polly. He's not a Marvel character. He is Cuthor Polly from Big Bang Theory.
I mean, also,
my young ward.
I mean, you're almost as bad as Gomer saying, I squirted a little bit. Like,
that is hilarious. By the way, Gomer,
really
I hope you listen
that.
To this and
Stop saying that.
Yeah.
For the love of God, man.
That does not mean
that's
what you think
that's
it
not
means.
What, that's not, right.
You
that's not how you say that.
Yes.
Well, because it doesn't mean what you think it does.
Yes. I don't know who told you that was the right thing to say when somebody cries, but it's wrong. It's wrong, damn it.
Or they watch the table.
Yeah, my bad. I didn't mean to shatter around on it.
Apparently, Gilmer does.
I cry tears, damn it.
I don't squirt, but I cry.
Gilmer, no.
Where do you cry when you squirt?
No. Oh, please stop this now. Oh, God, no. No.
This is not a
the ship is off course.
Was it ever?
Nah, you're right.
Not like the first two episodes are very family friendly.
Yeah, as soon as the whole crew came in. It got.
We
yeah,
got like an NC-17 rating yeah. going on right
here. Hey, we keep the F-bomb down to one. So, we keep it at one.
Have we've totally said it this episode.
I think we haven't kept it.
Down.
I said
yeah, I think the last episode we dropped it at least 12 times.
Well, that's.
We need to get like the little thing going
yeah.
on. Like,
no, I think we need to try and top. Wolf on Wall Street. 504.
Oh, God. I haven't seen that yet, but
it's awesome.
Well, we only have like 45 minutes or an hour.
To do that, we have to have somebody in the background singing the Jade Silent Bob song. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
It's
too
much. But, anyone else, final thoughts?
We're
coming to an end.
I think so. We're at an impasse, gentlemen.
Where we're going, we don't need roads.
Or eyes to see.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Better
exactly.
eyes. You don't need eyes to see. Sam Neill is just terrifying.
I'm just going to say.
We don't need no stinking badges. No.
All right, yeah. Let's...
Babalu, everyone. All
right.
Thank you, Ricky.
You're very
yeah.
welcome.
Rocky Body on time?
Okay, I believe you.
Jesus Christ.
I guess I would.
Beetlejuice goes Hawaiian.
They are making that.
Oh, no. My soul.
No. Oh. Hey, Michael Keaton is gonna be Beetlejuice.
That's at least cool.
Yeah, that's cool.
I would say, I'm intrigued to see what happens with Amazing Spider-Man
Arby's
coming
today.
Back in.
Yeah.
And yeah, there's more Arby's in Comic City 2. This is now Arby's.
Brought to you by Arby's.
Brought to you by Arby's.
This episode of Geeks Square Table, sponsored by Arby's.
Now you gotta make me want Arby's.
Yeah, I'm going to Arby's.
Arby's, if you'd like to send us some free crap.
Yeah,
by
all means.
Please,
by all means.
Please do.
Lots of coupons.
We could use a couple sponsors.
Yes, if anybody would like to send us free stuff, we'll take it.
And yeah. we'll talk about it.
Marvel, DC...
No, they don't give out
Image,
free stuff.
I'll take stuff from Hobby Lobby, whatever.
I'll take stuff from Hobby Lobby, too. Why not?
Joann's Fabrics. I don't
yeah,
give
yeah.
a...
Essex.
Yeah.
I'm, Essex. I'm all good for free stuff from Essex.
Yep.
Like, Essex is clearance stuff.
They might as well
stuff.
Give it away for free. They might as well give it away. It's all wholesale.
They're going to give you some free dirty face towels, dude.
Yeah.
I will have some free broken stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
You ever want to have...
This box is ripped in half.
Wait,
that's
we
saw it as
clothes
is.
Clothes that were returned
yeah.
after they were worn.
Do you want this TV that used to be in this guy's house and then we took it back because he didn't pay for it? You can have it too.
There you go.
Sounds like Redison.
We repo everybody's stuff eventually.
Yep. All
right.
Well,
we're out of here.
This
is what happens when there's no Gomer.
Yeah, we never even got to Michael
Gomer
Douglas.
Gomer just keeps talking. That's,
we need our direction.
We also miss Taylor as well.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And Adam.
Taylor. Where the hell
Where's
is Taylor, Adam?
Man.
Taylor
Adam.
Was here last week.
Yeah,
but I don't know.
Adam, are you alive?
Yeah, Adam,
send us an email, call us something.
We haven't seen you in like a month. Does he still come into the store?
I feel like he got beat up around the corner and we just never saw him again.
Ward, go find him. Grab the Batmobile. Bring it around.
I hope he didn't pull a Jason Todd and just...
Yeah.
Destroyed there. And alright. It for us here at
saying goodbye from Compton. Did that mic just cut out?
I don't know.
Anyway,
that's over.
Goodbye. We're all good. We're done.
Good podcast.
See you next week.
Same bat time.
Same bat time.
Oh, that's okay.
We're done anyway. Yeah. It makes it more entertaining.
Yeah, very much so.
It's probably more entertaining than us talking. So.
Only if we can catch Jules saying something dirty again.
Yeah, that was...
Something stupid.
Why? Why me?
Because it's hilarious and we're so good at it. Yeah. Say something stupid. Come on.
Flajoinkle.
Flajoinkle?
I don't know. That's not really stupid or funny.
No. Flajoinkle, if you like, if you jinx somebody and they say jinx at the same time, then you say double jinx. And if they do that, then you stand up, touch your head, and say flajoinkle.
That is very bizarre. Never heard of that.
Is that what your parents told you?
No, it's something I learned as a kid.
In school a lot, right?
Yeah, I did. I did beat up a lot in school.